close to Trump. Baseball dilemma. I'm Mike Moss. A close aide to President Trump has tested positive for the coronavirus. The White House says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has been working from home since late last week. The White House says those who meet with the president are tested. We get more from White House correspondent Bob Costantini.
Aides say Robert O'Brien speculates he caught COVID-19 either during a recent trip to France or via a family party. A statement from the White House says O'Brien has mild symptoms and is working from a remote location. It adds there is no risk of exposure to President Trump. Those who come in contact with the president regularly are tested daily.
Well, this is the first big test for Major League Baseball's return. The Miami Marlins have a total of 12 players and two coaches testing positive for coronavirus. The team is postponing its upcoming home opener against the Baltimore Orioles. The Phillies game against the New York Yankees also has been postponed. The White House and Senate Republicans are unveiling their latest coronavirus relief package. Correspondent Joe Johns reports it eliminates the $600 weekly benefit and replaces it with a proposed 70% of pay plan that would eliminate an incentive not to work.
They're calling for a one-time payment of $1,200 to $1,400, what the backers are calling reemployment bonuses, incentivizing return to work along with so-called retention bonuses. There are tax credits in there for businesses and restaurants, also an extension of the federal eviction moratorium.
More than 40 people infected with the coronavirus after attending a multi-day revival at a North Alabama Baptist church. The congregation's pastor is quoted as saying just about the entire church got it. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 117, the S&P up about 17 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the words money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the words money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's an important message from Divorce. So listen up. Yuma's Best Italian is also Yuma's best delivery and takeout. And if you want to stay healthy, takeout or delivery is your best bet. Capisce? And who wants to cook? Du Bois delivers pizza, pasta, calzones, everything Italian. Du Bois even delivers beer and wine. So, who are you going to call? In Yuma, call 783-8383. In the foothills, call 317-1717. Du Bois. Online at Du Bois. That's D-A-B-O-Y-Z, Yuma.com.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs. News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunshine and an extremely hot week this week. 111 today, 83 overnight tonight, 111 tomorrow, 83 tomorrow night. Sunny and 110 on Wednesday, 83 on Wednesday night. South wind at 10 through Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney from Decent Garner and Hansen, and I'm in studio here with Russ Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, we had a fantastic weekend, and I traveled all over the state of Arizona.
Doing what?
Well, I was in the pursuit of finding a new boat. Well, not a new boat, an old boat to replace my prior boat.
And? But you need more room, or?
No, what? Actually... funny story. 2 weeks ago, I was out on the lake with my daughter and my family doing what we love, and about the only thing that we can do with six kids to get out of the house and enjoy time together, and that is go out to the lake and go boating. So we were out at Senator's Wash, had my entire family there, and another guest, a friend, a 16-year-old that... has been a young man that's been in a young men's group that I was over in church activities, and has been a close friend of my family, has come and done yard work for me, done work at my business, and just been a good friend of the family. So we were out there, and we were going to be tubing and wakeboarding, and my daughter loves to wakeboard. So she was very excited to get out there on the water.
Sure.
And we weren't but within sight of the lake when we realized that an incident that had occurred just 2 days earlier on Saturday, it was the 4th of July, and so this is 3 weeks ago, and she was horsing around at the pool and bonked her eye against a slide that, you know, that goes into our neighbor's pool.
Ouch.
Uh-huh, and it cut it open.
Hmm.
So, you know, we gathered together, and fortunately, I live by three dentists. I don't know if that's fortunate or unfortunate, but in this situation, it worked out in my advantage.
Depends on if you need a tooth pull.
Yeah. So they came by, they took a look at the gap, and they said, okay, here's what we can do. And we pinched it shut, and we glued it shut. And we didn't have any medical glue right
super
then
glue.
And there. We used super glue.
That's what it was made for. That's where it comes from.
I don't know if that's what it was made for.
Oh, no, that's where they got super glue.
Is it really?
Yeah, there was a medical thing. And they said, well, we could use that for other stuff.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's serious.
Well, that's what we used it for. It was fantastic. I've used it before a lot of times on really clean cuts, like on my finger or whatnot. I'll put that on, and you will heal incredibly fast if that cut is just held very tight together, much faster than just putting Neosporin and a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
So we used that. We super glued it together. We put some butterfly bandages on it to keep the skin nice and tight. And it was not time for that to come off Monday afternoon.
Oh.
And I said, oh, Gracie, you've got this cut on your eye. You can't go wakeboarding.
Mm.
And she said, no, Dad, I'm fine. I'm not going to eat it. I'm great. And I said, you can't control whether or not you're going to eat it. And so I don't wakeboard all that often. I'm not that great at it. I enjoy it, but it's not pretty to look at. And so we were going, the other kids had tubed to their heart's content, they had wakeboarded, and so we still had some daylight left, and so I said, yeah, you know what, I'm going to wakeboard Gracie, you can drive. That's what you can drive the boat instead of wakeboarding. And she was very reluctant to accept that, but it wasn't really a bargain. It was a one-sided dictation. And so she got in the boat, and she was driving, and I was wakeboarding around the lake. And I went down, and she was watching me pretty carefully.
Right.
So, you know, she does the 180 to turn around and got a little too close to shore. Well, actually, real too close to shore. And hit a rock, and that rock won the dispute, and the boat is probably totaled.
I understand now.
So that is my long response to why was I looking for a different boat. That boat is going to be, I actually restored that boat with the help of Aaron Lord, the owner of Yuma Marine Inc., a good friend of mine, great person out there as far as mechanical operations on your boat and restoration. And he helped me find the perfect boat. He actually restored it. I just said, yes, that's a great idea. Keep doing it. And so I have a lot of attachments to that boat, and now it's wrecked. And I said, Aaron, let's fix it. And he says, we can do that. It's just not going to happen this season, right? It was a pretty big repair. So we're out looking for a new boat. And I didn't know what was going to happen with this pandemic as far as the economy. I knew it was going to have some significant effect. I thought it was going to be a very significant downturn in the economy, and it was going to cause a lot of suffering on people, which it certainly has.
Sure.
But it has had some unintended consequences or unforeseen effects on the market, as far as what I can tell. The housing market is very strong.
Yes.
The boating market is even stronger.
I'm
exponentially
surprised. Well, I just read today that hunting is way up. People are out hunting, so outdoorsy things are strong.
Yes.
Looks like.
My boat, which was a 1992, so we're not talking about a new boat here, doubled in value from last year to this year.
Really?
Doubled in value. And so have many of the other boats that were on the market. And so if you're in the market for a boat, and you're looking for a used boat, you have to jump on and call within probably the first hour if you're going to have any hopes of getting that boat, and give up that whole bargaining option of getting the boat down a couple hundred or a couple thousand dollars, depending on what it might be, because it's just not there. There's five other buyers waiting behind you to snatch
Seriously?
That boat up. I'll give you one example. I tried and tried in vain to call up these posts on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and the other online boattraders.com.
So you're having a hard time finding...
Yeah, I was calling all these owners trying to set up appointments.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I live in Yuma, and there wasn't a lot available here in Yuma, so they were available either in San Diego or Phoenix or Lake Havasu. And so I'm 3 hours away from any one of those. Well, only 2 hours away from Havasu. But I said, listen, I can be there this weekend. And they're like, oh, no. Like, if you can't be here tonight, forget about it. And they're like, you can come, but whoever comes first with cash, that's who gets the boat. And I watched boat after boat after boat just disappear. And so I finally concluded the only way to get one was to actually just take the leap of faith and go up to Phoenix and watch Craigslist and Facebook and pounce on those ads that popped up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and so that's what we did. A friend of mine and I, we went up in his pickup truck, and we were searching ads as we went. My wife's just feeding me other links, you know, to go. And we set up appointments. We saw four boats within about 2 hours while we were up there. All had been posted that day.
And you went right there.
We went right to the boats, and all of them were, to me, they were overpriced. Like, I knew they were going to be higher than regular market, but they were really high, and for the shape that they were in. So I failed, and we were about to come back in defeat, you know, about to come back to Yuma without anything, empty-handed, which I knew was an option, but it was a little disheartening. And then my wife came upon this perfect post. And we're going to talk about that after the break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Start your flight off right and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Brewers before your flight. Enjoy the calm, relaxing atmosphere and let your local airport family take care of you. Fly local and fly Yuma.
All right, that should do it.
Oh, goody. A waiting pool in the kitchen. I'm calling the professionals at Quick Refrigeration.
The air conditioning guys?
Yep. Quick Refrigeration does plumbing, too. Residential and commercial. They give us the same great service we get from their air conditioning and heating team. Their plumbers are professionally trained. They use the best tools and equipment for the job. And they're quick. Pun intended.
I had no idea. Quick Refrigeration also does plumbing. Hope they live up to their name, Quick, or we're going to need scuba gear to get to the bedroom.
You heard right. Whether it's a plumbing emergency or a planned project, residential or commercial, Quick Refrigeration is who you should call. The air conditioning people? They're well known for their superior air conditioning and heating services. Well, now you can have all your plumbing needs met with the same excellence you've come to expect from Quick Refrigeration. Visit them online at getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration. Keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Hello?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to enter the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway.
Babe, is that you?
Yeah. Enter the eligible heat-themed tickets for a chance to win up to 1,000 times the highest temperature.
So if it was 110 out...
That's $110,000?
Wow. Okay. Use that voice again.
Now through August 31st. Enter the Beat the Heat giveaway at azplayersclub.com.
These are not normal times. It's okay to not feel normal. Reach out and talk to somebody. The local crisis line is 866-495-6735. 866-495-6735. The Teen Lifeline can be contacted by phone or text 602-2418. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. And for crisis text line, text connect to 741-741. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Department of Education's Project AWARE and Office of Indian Education.
The Chicken on the Run reminds us that during this time of uncertainty, the Chicken on the Run in Yuma is still open for business and optimistic about the future of our community and encourages everyone to support your local businesses. Together, we will get through this. That's from Heather at the Chicken on the Run, still serving the best chicken in town, hands down. Bring your appetite to the Chicken on the Run at 12415 South Frontage Road. Dial 928-342-1294 for more information. They're on the air because they care.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner from the Deason Garner and Hansen Law Firm. I'm an attorney with the law firm, and we do estate planning. So why am I here talking about my boat shopping adventures? It's because we live here in the community, and things that affect our community and people every day affect me, and I like to talk about that, and we intertwine that into estate planning in general, but we'll get to the estate planning part later. This is the fun part here. I'm out there, I'm in Phoenix, and I'm on my way home, and my wife sends me a ad for a boat, and it's in Lake Havasu, and she says, this is it, I found the boat. And it's a 23-foot, so it's a pretty big boat. My boat was a 22-foot, but it was a very older model, so it sat comfortably maybe 8 people. We could squeeze 10 in there, but it was a very flat-bottom boat, and we'd go up the river in it, my old boat. And this one sat 14 people, so my kids could roam about the deck. It was a deck boat. So these deck boats are a hybrid between a pontoon boat, which I really like. They're great
like
for kids.
I like the pontoons. They're just party boats. You know, go out and have a good time, conversation.
And with kids, you know, that are running all over, they want to jump, and they're having more fun just jumping off of the boat into the lake, my littler kids, than anything else. They're a ton of fun. But my older kids, they like to wakeboard behind it. My wife likes to ski behind it. My kids like to tube behind it. So this hybrid boat was perfect because it's got an inboard outboard. The motor is tucked underneath the boat, right? It's in this cavity that's concealed, and so it's not this open motor. And the propellers typically hid under a swim deck, so it's a bit safer. And so anyway, not that anybody cares all that much about my boating preferences.
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Russ. So she shows me this boat. And I say, well, okay, so we're going to call this guy and see if he'll hold the boat. And I'm getting ahead of myself. We call on that boat that she sent me that night, and the post was 11 minutes old. So I'm golden, right? It's 9:30 at night. I'm going to call this guy. It's not too late.
What? 9:30 at night, and it's only 11 minutes old?
Yes.
Were you the first call?
I was the second call.
Oh, God.
And he says, listen, you can see it tomorrow after my first appointment, which is going to be at 1.
No, no, no.
And I said, I'm in Phoenix, and I'm looking all over. I'm trying to, you know, get home to my 6 kids that are waiting for a boat. And, you know, this is a first world problem.
That's great. Did you have pictures of your kids with no shoes on so you could get the sympathy?
Well, that would have been a great idea. I should have, just like sitting there crying on the front porch. And so I said, I called this guy up, and I said, listen, can't I be the first person out there? I'm going to take a hotel. I'll stay here tonight.
Wow.
Or I'll go out to your boat right now. I mean, it's 9:30. I understand it's a bit late, but I'll go out there right now. I'm really interested. And he said, no, it's too late right now. And I said, okay, I understand that, but is there any way I can get out there in the morning? And he says, no. I'm telling you, I told this other guy 1 o'clock, and he's like, in this conversation, I've had 4 other text messages about it. He's like, you will be the second person. And I know at this point in my boat shopping career that second is too late.
Yeah.
So
first to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but we decided to hunker down that night. We got a hotel, and we stayed the night and woke up looking for the new boats that were going to be available that day. And my wife sends me this post of this. Now it's this boat that is the best. It's this 23-foot, 1999 Chaparral Sinesta. And it's not a knockout boat. This is a family boat. It's a station wagon is what it is, of a boat. But it's perfect for a family like mine with 6 kids where they're scrambling all over the place. It's got no carpet on the deck, so they can jump on with muddy feet. We can just hose it off. But it's also got a boat bottom, and it's got a motor that can pull a skier. So it's got the best of both worlds. And so she sees this boat, and it's in great condition. It's in Havasu, but we're in Phoenix. So I call this guy up, and I say, hey, I'm very interested in your boat. I'd like to come see it. He said, yeah, great. Come out and see it. And I said, but here's the problem. I'm in Phoenix, and I know these boats are super hot items, and I don't want you to sell it out from underneath me when I'm on my way to Havasu. It's going to take me 2.5 hours at least to get there. And he says, okay, you know, you're the first caller on this boat. I'll wait for you. And I said, okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But I need you to really be square with me here, because if I drive to Havasu, then I'm going to have to go home right after that. And if I go home with no boat, I'm going to be locked out of the house. Like, my 6 kids are waiting on a boat, and I just need you to wait. Really, will you please wait for me to get there?
You're doing such a great job with this. I admire it.
And he says, listen, you may not know the show, but I'm going to tell you who I am. And he says, my name is Daryl Sheets, and many of you who are fans of the show Storage Wards out there will recognize this name. He's the gambler on Storage Wars. It was on A&E. It's this reality show on A&E that aired from, I think it was 2010 to 2018. So it had a big following. It was a really popular show. With a friend that was with me, he was a big fan of it. And he was like, no way, you're talking to Daryl Sheets. And he goes, so my name's Daryl Sheets. I'm the gambler.
You told him that.
Yeah. And he says, when I say something, I'm going to do it. So I don't care if somebody offers me $5,000 over asking. You're going to be the first person to see this boat. If you offer what I'm asking for it, it's yours. Otherwise, well, go to the next person in line. He's like, that's all you got to, that's all I'm going to say. I'm a man of my word. And so we went on this leap of faith.
Yeah.
Because, right, I still got to, I guess, trust him. And I didn't know Daryl. I'd watched the show from time to time.
Right.
I was familiar in general with his personality, but I didn't know the guy. And you don't know really what these guys are like off of TV.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So we go out there. We take the two and a half hour trip out there. And each time, each half an hour, I'm texting him again. And I'm saying, hey, we're at this point. It's at this mile marker. And he doesn't text me back. He is capable of texting. He's texted me before.
Yeah.
But he calls me each time and he says, hey, listen, I told you I would keep this boat for you. There is no way that this boat is going out from underneath you, right? If you show up and look at the boat, you're going to have the first option. So he's reassuring me and he's offended.
Sure.
That I'm calling him.
His word means something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that actually struck me. It actually struck a heartstring.
Sure.
I really appreciated that because there were so many other people that sold it out from underneath me. And I can't tell you that if I was in the same situation, I would have done what he did. I probably would have said, hey, buddy, I've heard this 100 times.
Right.
First person that shows up with cash gets it. It's not my problem that you have 6 kids, right, and that you got a wrecked boat. So whoever shows up first gets it. Anyways, he wasn't like that at all. And when we showed up, the guy was just phenomenal. He was such a character. He was so nice. He invited us in his garage. Before we even looked at the boat, he's like, you guys got to have a cold drink. He offered us this new Justin Timberlake drink that was out. It was this coconut water. It was actually pretty good. And he wanted to talk to us.
Oh.
And it was really cool. And he was a really great guy. He's been off the show for probably 2 years now, and now he's, like, focusing on family and health and just, you know, I think he's really got things, you know, in line. He's focused on what's important in life, and he says, okay, so here's the boat, and we look at it. And I've looked at enough boats at this point that I can just take a look at it, and I'm like, yeah, that's worth what you're asking for it. So I say, okay, what do we got to do to get this done? He's like, oh, no, crawl under the boat. So I crawl under the boat, and we're looking, you know, and making sure that the bottom is all in good condition. There's no scuffs, scratches, gouges. And he's like, okay, we're going to start it up, and we start it up. And so we go through the scenario, and he turns out just to be this great personality and individual. And I thought, you know what, that was a really great experience. Not just because we ended up with a boat on our hands.
And you drive it home right then?
So, yeah. We paid for the boat. We drove it home. It's sitting in my driveway right now.
That's
my kids
awesome.
Are...
Beautiful.
My son, my 6-year-old or 7-year-old, woke me up at 6 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
He had his swim trunks on. He was like, Dad, when are we going to go? I'm like, I got to go to work first. You know, because we go on Monday nights at 5 o'clock after I get off work.
Wow.
Now that's during
amazing.
The summer, that's our family tradition. We go Monday nights when I get off work, and the lake is generally empty.
So you work all day and go do that.
Yeah.
That's energy. Buddy.
It is the thing that drives me because
yeah.
It's super fun to get out there. And so he was looking for it. I go, James, the boat's in the driveway. Go put all your gear in it. You know, he's got a shovel and a bucket that he takes out every time, and he mainly likes... Boating to him is getting out on the shore and digging for shells. That's boating for him, right? It's right. He likes to be in it just long enough to get to the shore.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah. So anyway, he's super excited, and I was super excited too. But anyway, the boat market is up. The market has been affected extensively from COVID-19.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know it was that much. I mean, I'm shocked.
Other things that have been affected are politics.
Yes.
And honestly, the way that our government is run, And we're running into this right now. This election, every election is important. And the last election, we felt significant that, you know, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, right, that was going to determine the crossroads of America, right?
It did.
And it absolutely did. And I think that America is so much better off for having elected Donald Trump. And I'm the first one to admit that his personality has got some flaws. But his policies, I feel like, I can't put my finger on one of them that I disagree with.
He's doing what he said he was going to do.
So we're coming up on a break. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll come back and we'll talk about some politics and maybe some state money.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Liberal Democrat New York billionaires are spending huge money trying to capture Republican districts by electing the most liberal Republicans possible. Posing as an Arizona group called Our Values Arizona, these former Clinton Obama funders are attacking Steve Montenegro and promoting Joanne Osborne right here in our district. The Clinton machine trusts Joanne Osborne to pass their extreme agenda of Green New Deal style climate change legislation, tax increases, and gun control. That's why conservative Republicans support Steve Montenegro. Unlike Osborne, Montenegro has been endorsed by the NRA, was named champion of the taxpayer, and is a strong supporter of President Trump. And Yuma knows we can trust Steve Montenegro to protect our water, defend our agricultural interests, and ensure we get proper funding for transportation, education, and infrastructure.
This is Steve Montenegro. The Clinton machine is attacking me and my family because they know I'm the real conservative in this race. You have 2 state House seats, and I'd be honored if you'd cast one of your votes for me. Paid for by Montenegro for House and authorized by Steve Montenegro.
The time has come. History will be made. Hyundai of Yuma is out to sell 100 new vehicles in the month of July. In order to do this, they are taking $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe. You heard me right. Over $7,000 off MSRP. Plus, no payments for 3 months. There has never been a better time to buy than now. So, come in today to Hyundai of Yuma, where every offer, no matter how crazy, will be considered. And all credit applications accepted. Remember, you can also shop 100% online in your pajamas at HyundaiofYuma.com. So, this summer, take advantage of these amazing offers at Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma strong business.
7,000 off on select 2020 Santa Fe, then number 147,635 in lieu of any special finance offers, plus tax, title, and documents. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Credit to receive all incentives.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, and I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. We do estate planning. But we talk a lot about life, and we
state
talk about
planning is life.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. We talk about what's going on in our community, what's going on in our nation, with political affairs, with economics, and the politics right now is what has me worried, because I think that we're at even a greater crossroads at this election than we were at the last election, and that's saying a lot, because Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, I mean, those are polar opposites. But I think the movement right now with socialism, and They're not calling it socialism. They're calling it being progressive, right? They're calling it socially responsible.
Yeah.
And it's this shame society and this woke society. Oh, we just woke up that everybody has a lot of stuff that they should be sharing.
But they'll tell you the truth. Social justice.
Is that the truth?
Well, that's what socialism is. But social justice to them means everyone makes the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Working harder doesn't get you ahead. That is, we need to redistribute. They talk about redistributing wealth.
Right.
And that corporations are bad. It depends on who the money's going to. I mean, they want to have control of who gets money, not capitalism, socialism. That's all they talk about.
I have a lot of different clients that come in, and they're from all different faiths, all different backgrounds, and all different political mindsets.
Yeah.
And I tend to get along with most, if not all of them, because when they come in, most of them want to leave their legacy, want to leave their inheritance, to their posterity, to their children. And if you think about that, that is just human nature and common sense. I've raised these children. I've worked hard for what I've established. And that doesn't matter if it's $100,000 or $1 million or $5 million. You work hard for it, right?
Right.
And I don't want to turn it over to the state or even worse, to the federal government to determine the best use of what I built up over my lifetime. I want to turn it over to my family, or I want to decide what organization uses it and for what purpose. And I'll tell you that I have a lot of people that are charitably minded that come in and leave significant parts of their estate to their church.
Sure.
Or to nonprofit organizations like the Humane Society or Amberley's Place, these places that reach out to the downtrodden and underprivileged individuals out there in society and help them out. And these organizations are helped out significantly by entrepreneurs, by business owners, by people that have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and not only have made innovations and inventions for themselves in creating their own careers and in establishing workplaces for other people to work and make a livelihood, but then they take that and they redistribute that wealth through the community during their lifetime, and upon their death, they generally redistribute it to foundations that are near and dear to their heart.
Right.
And they also want it to go to their family, and so that's where that comes from. And I think that is true charity. I think that is what we're aiming to get at as far as the optimal goal in our human existence is to become a charitable, productive human being. And if we can achieve that, then we've achieved success. Now, if somebody comes in and I work hard, let's say just for sake of argument, that I'm going to work hard regardless of how much I'm going to retain for myself.
Okay.
Even if it's going to be taken away from me, I'm going to work hard just because I'm a hard-working individual, right? And so I go out and I wake up early, And I put my nose to the grindstone, and I work hard. I work after hours to get my idea up on its feet and working. And then anything, any wealth that's generated from that idea, any success, is taken from me and redistributed. Am I given the opportunity to become charitable?
No.
That opportunity for me to become charitable is stripped from me. So I'm not only deprived of the true incentives that human nature has out there to provide for yourself, to feed your family, to protect them, to provide a good living for them.
Or to buy a boat. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, so we're just assuming that people are going to work just as hard in a socialistic society, which is a totally false assumption that has proven to be false time and time again.
That's a Marxism thing.
Yes.
From those according to their abilities to those according to their needs. And people lose incentive and the human nature takes over, and we're not going to work hard.
No. And I'm the first to admit it. I've been in those situations, and I mentioned this last week, and I'll just mention it briefly. I was in a rental home many different times between houses and as I was going to school, and I did minor improvements, and I'm a really motivated guy. I like to do improvements on whatever I have, whether it's a car or whether it's an ATV or a boat or a house. I like to fix it up.
Yeah.
And I don't mind fixing it up and selling it and only getting what I originally bought it for. And now it's a much better machine or it's a much better property than I originally bought it for. I get a sense of accomplishment from fixing it up. But I've never done that with a rental. I've rented a lot of cars.
Sure.
And I've never fixed one
you
up.
You don't stop and put new tires on the car?
I've never changed the oil on a rental car.
Okay.
Right? I've never left it with more gas in the tank than I had to.
Right.
And that is human nature. And to think that that is going to switch all of a sudden because we've elected a different president that has that mentality is just ludicrous.
Yeah.
So... That is my fear out there, that all these individuals have this idea that there's this social justice out there, and that people that have a lot somehow got it off of the backs and the sweat unjustly from the work of somebody else. Now, last I checked, it's you don't have to work for anybody unless you agree upon those terms.
Right.
And if you work, you get paid that hourly rate.
But the politicians tried to put that out there, too. Obama put that out there. Says, you think you earned all that. You didn't earn that because someone else built the roads you drove on. Someone else did the electric wires. So you didn't build it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you did. I hate to tell you.
And I want to apply that to the business aspect. Think about this. I did not, on myself, build my business, okay? I have 10 employees.
Sure.
They do 95% of the work.
Yep.
And I openly admit that. When people come in and do the consultation with me, I generally introduce them to the paralegals that they're going to be working with, and I say, this is the person that's going to be doing a lot of the work. I'm going to be putting together the plan. What you're paying for is my ideas and my experience and my knowledge that I went to school for.
And your oversight.
Exactly. In my oversight, they're going to actually be putting a lot of work into this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to introduce you to them because they deserve some credit, because I'm going to assume most of the credit for this. And I want to just attribute at least some credit to the work of the people that work for me. And that's the type of mentality that we have in our office, that we work together and we work hard. Now, they get paid. Nobody gets paid a salary at my office.
Oh.
Nobody. And I've had several people ask for it, but I've told them, listen, if you work extra hours, I want you to get paid overtime. If you're going to put in that extra time, I want you to get paid time and a half.
Well, why would they want a salary? Is something that makes them feel more secure?
Because there's been a mentality in prior employment relationships that if they work overtime, that they're going to get in trouble.
Oh.
And because the employer doesn't want to pay them time and a half. Now, some employers have that mentality. I personally don't, because the people that work for me, We have a real established mentality in our office that everybody pulls their own weight. We work hard, and nothing comes for free. We've got to actually work hard on the project, get it done right, and we're an established organization that we're brick and mortar building. If we don't get it done right, we're accountable for what we've done, and so they're going to come back, and it's either going to be the client themselves or their children that the estate plan doesn't work out for, and they're going to come back to us and hold us accountable for it. So we want to do it right. And so those type of people work for me, and if they've got a project that they're going to be working harder and longer on, they deserve overtime. And if I were to pay them a salary and keep them working on a weekend or keep them working till 8 o'clock at night...
They would do as well.
They may work that hard, but I would be unjustly benefiting from that.
Yeah.
And so... And here's the flip side of that, too. Sometimes the month doesn't go so well. Sometimes I have to pay more out in continuing and reinvesting in my business than I actually bring in. And guess what? Everybody that works for me gets paid first.
Yeah.
And then the IRS gets paid.
Yeah.
And then I get paid.
Yeah.
And so... I put a lot out there on the line, and they understand that. They see that, and they appreciate that. And for those who feel like, yeah, we, the business owners, don't deserve the use of the roads because everybody else built it, the business owners employed the individuals that paid the taxes that built it.
Exactly.
Right?
So they were built on the taxes we paid. So don't give me that.
This is 560 AM KVLU. We're up on another break. We'll be back with Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KVLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
What's 4 times 0? Zero.
That's right,
zero.
Hyundai of Yuma is having the biggest sale of the summer with 0% financing on 4 models, like the all-new Sonata or the Elantra. And if you're looking for an SUV, we have the Santa Fe in Tucson with 0% from 60 months up to 72 months on select models. All this, plus no payments for 3 months on the Santa Fe in Tucson. And don't forget, all new Hyundais come with 3 years free maintenance and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So come in today to Hyundai of Yuma, where zero saves you huge money. Remember, you can also shop 100% online, in your pajamas, at HyundaiofYuma.com. So this summer, take advantage of these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma strong business.
0% on select new models with above average credit in lieu of rebates through Hyundai Motor Finance, plus tax, title, and dock fee. See dealer for details.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more. Computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to hireme now at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Here's an important message from Divorce. So listen up. Yuma's Best Italian is also Yuma's best delivery and takeout. And if you want to stay healthy, takeout or delivery is your best bet. Capisce? And who wants to cook? Du Bois delivers pizza, pasta, calzones, everything Italian. Du Bois even delivers beer and wine. So, who are you going to call? In Yuma, call 783-8383. In the foothills, call 317-1717. Du Bois. Online at Du Bois. That's D-A-B-O-Y-Z, Yuma.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome. Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We do estate planning. And we do a radio show as well. So we do estate planning on the side. I think, first and foremost, we're members of the community.
On the side. And parents, members of the community.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Right. We're members of this society that we live in. We're patriots. And patriots now, that term has kind of... It's getting grayed as far as what it really means. What does it mean to be a patriot?
The English language is under attack, is what it is. And there's a redefinition going on in order to change us. But patriot is, I think we all understood it. We've had patriots as examples throughout our whole lives from the Revolutionary War on that stands up for the country and risk everything for the betterment of the entire country. And we've got those people.
Yes.
They're here.
And there's a fine line between patriotism and being a traitor.
Yeah, I mean, when you say fine line, I think it's a little wider, but
okay.
There are traitors.
Because I'm talking about the original patriots, were our founding fathers, George
right.
Washington, Thomas
Jefferson, which had to break away from the existing, you know, authority, which was Britain,
and
they
exactly.
they probably considered us traitors, and that's probably what you mean, yeah,
and. That's exactly what it was. We were traitors to this...
To England.
This tyrannical regime
yeah.
that said, hey, this is the government, this is how it's going to be. And our founding father said, we want freedom. And, you know, Patrick Henry,
yeah.
give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
And just think about that. That phrase, give me liberty or give me death, defined the American patriot. So patriot at that time was someone that stood for American values, and those values were liberty, freedom,
correct.
To decide, to determine our own destiny.
That's what drove many people to these shores.
Absolutely.
Exactly that.
And many people, this is a history that I think is skewed in secular learning today, and that is that people came here just because they had no better option. And there were a lot of people that came here that had good options,
yeah.
that had great options. But what they were looking for is they wanted to be the captain of their own destiny. They wanted to have wide open options, and they were willing to put it all on the line to get that. And our founding fathers that signed the Constitution, that signed the Declaration of Independence, said that we pledge our name, our fortune, our life, and our good honor in defending this cause. And they could have sat back and lived...
They were all rich.
Yeah.
They were all wealthy.
They were all business owners
yeah.
or some type of entrepreneur, landowners for sure.
Sure.
And they put it on the line. Now, they were given offers during the Revolutionary War where King George said, hey, listen, we'll do this. America... will be a protectorate. And so you'll still have the protection of the greatest empire in the world, but we'll allow you to have this little sub-government underneath of us where you can actually make your own laws within the colonies, and so you can have voting rights within the colonies as to what happens in the colonies, and we'll actually remove the vast majority of the taxes,
mm-hmm.
and especially the taxes that that sparked the rebellion. And George Washington said no. And many of the people that were in Congress at the time said, hold on, this is a really good offer. I mean, we have nothing compared to what we're going up against, the greatest military power in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And we have nothing. Are you sure you don't want to take this offer? This is a fantastic deal. I mean, you'll be known as the greatest negotiator of all time. And he said no. And he followed that statement, that platform, give me liberty or give me death. It's all or nothing. And that stands true today, but we've forgotten about it. Because what we're doing is we're sacrificing our liberties, our civil liberties, for a little bit of safety.
Or what we consider safety, it's fake safety.
And what we're doing is we're giving too much power to the government.
Yes,
and we're entrusting the government to make decisions for us to keep us healthy.
And that's what we fought against, was too much power. And you said all on the line, which has a different meaning today than it did then. All on the line today means I could get fired. All on the line meant I would be hung in the public square and all my assets taken over to the by the government. That's a whole bigger
and even a bit further. King George, when he's negotiating and George Washington is contemplating this, here was the offer. You can retain your right, your title to your land, everything that you have. We will pull back the taxes that you're fighting against. We will give you the ability to make laws within your colonies, and we'll leave you be, and we'll also protect your shores from foreign powers like Spain, yeah, like France, like Portugal, that could have come in and invaded. And the alternative is this. We capture you. We bring you back to London. We hang you and then tie your limbs to four horses heading in four different directions, north, south, east, and west, and we tear your limbs apart.
Right. That's a bad punishment.
That's your alternative option. Which one do you choose? And now you're outnumbered 10-1 as far as military strength.
No chance of winning it.
We've never been defeated in naval battle, and you're a coastal nation. And this is what's going to happen. And, well, I've never been defeated might be too broad of a term, but in recent history.
Well, they were the most powerful in the world.
Yes, at the time. And he said, I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
Right? I'll take my chance.
That's amazing.
Give me liberty or give me death. Now, here are our options today. We can give the government power to tell us when to go home, how long to stay in our houses, what to put on and wear.
Where we're allowed to work.
When we go out in public. Yeah. Whether or not we're able to keep our establishments open, right? Like a gym, right, or a restaurant. And we can allow the government to tell us that because they know better how to keep us healthy and how to maintain a prosperous economy than we do as individuals. Or we can stand up against that. And we can say, that's enough. The governor was elected to enforce the laws that our legislatures, who we have elected to represent us, have made. He is not a law unto himself. He is not there to make laws and then enforce those laws.
It's a little dictatorial.
Yes, the governor and the president. And the president is getting a lot of pushback because for two totally opposite things. First of all, he hasn't acted quick enough
yeah,
with the COVID outbreak, and he hasn't enforced quick enough implementations to keep people inside and to keep them quarantined and to enforce a mask that has to be worn.
They're asking him to be more dictatorial.
And they're accusing him that he hasn't been enough of it.
Right.
Yet they're accusing him when he was running for president.
Wanted to be emperor.
Yes. And they're saying, this guy that wanted to be, that is a fascist,
yeah,
he's not doing enough. Well, hold on a second. A fascist usually overreaches. You're saying he's not doing enough. And on the other side of it, these cities that are burning in Portland and in Chicago that are burning because of these socialist movements.
The governors and mayors.
And the governor and mayors are pulling back. They're saying, hey, where's our aid? And the federal government, if they go in, they're saying they're being too overhanded and too strong. It's ridiculous. Either way.
The preceding show on 560 KB.
You got to run, buddy. Say goodbye.
This is 560 AM, and we'll talk to you next week.
Program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.